Psalm 56, we see that this is dedicated to the chief musician. It has a tune name for it, The Silent Dove in Distant Lands. And we see that it's a miktam, or a meditation of David, when the Philistines captured him in Gath. In this perilous time, God led him to write, Be merciful to me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps when they lie in wait for my life. Shall they escape by iniquity? In anger, cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God, I will praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you. For you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Well, this was a dangerous time in David's life. This is a time when he had fled from Saul, and he had gone over to the Philistines for a short time, thinking that somehow he might have some refuge with them. And he'd gone to Gath, and there it was, people were saying, wait a minute, isn't this David of whom people were saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David basically, in our way of speaking, said, uh-oh. There he was in the middle of Gath, all by himself, as far as we know. All by himself. He had, at least it would seem from an earthly perspective, jumped out of the proverbial frying pan and into the fire. And so he was led in this situation to speak to God and to write his thoughts. He saw that he could only survive by God's mercy, yet he trusted in him. He had powerful enemies, many enemies. He was right in their stronghold. Gath was the home, you remember, of Goliath, whom he had slain, their champion, whom he had slain. Here was perfect opportunity for revenge. It would have been glad revenge, too. It wouldn't have been reluctant. The people, the leaders, everyone would have just been tickled to take some revenge. David knew this. The forces of flesh, the power of man was all against him, but he wasn't trusting that. He was trusting in God, trusting in his word, trusting in his promises, trusting in his covenant of grace. Trusting in all of that to get him from difficulty, to give him deliverance, and allow him to look, as we come to see at the end of this psalm, for a deliverance, not only a deliverance, but a response to deliverance. I will yet be giving offerings of praise. I will be giving you that which I promised. Although he was in the middle of the Philistines already, it was as if he was already free when he writes in verse 13, For you have delivered my soul from death, Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And that's exactly what happened. You children, you adults, may remember that he decided to play like he was crazy. And he got dragged in front of the king of Gath, who said, "What? You think I need more crazy people in my country? Get him out of here." And so he was able to be let go, and he went on and eventually became king of Israel. Now, how was David able to trust in God? Because David was a sinner. Shouldn't he have thought of God's judgment? Shouldn't he have considered that? Shouldn't he have seen that whatever might happen to him by the hand of the Philistines might well be a working out of righteous and fair justice upon him? Well, if he were only considering himself, yes, yes. He had to cry for mercy, because if he asked for fairness, if he asked for what he had earned, if he asked for what he had deserved, it would be death at the hand of the Philistines with judgment to follow. But no, our David was looking to our Savior. He was ultimately looking to him. It is our Jesus who was in the midst of sinners himself, who was rejected by the leaders of his own people. It was our Jesus who faced down, of course, all the temptations of Satan, all the enticements of the world, and who was tempted like us in every way, but did not yield. It is because our Jesus went through, in a real way, what David did, but in a far greater way, that David could trust in God's mercy. For Jesus never did sin, and he earned righteousness for all his people. He did for them what they needed to get into heaven and to be right with God. And that included David. Then, as well, Jesus at the cross died to take the penalty for sin that his people have committed. And that included David. Because of Jesus' person, because of Jesus' work, David could appeal to God's mercy. For in God is mercy, in having sent his Son to redeem sinners. And that is why this psalm is applicable to you as well. Do you have Psalm 34, verse 19 memorized yet? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Got that? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I know this goes against some hymns that talk about all my troubles are over and now I'm happy all the day. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But Jehovah, or the Lord, delivereth him out of them all. There is deliverance for us because of the affliction that Jesus bore. He was humiliated to the point of death, but then was raised victoriously, which, of course, we celebrate and keep every Sabbath day. And so, friends, as we read this, we can consider our own troubles. We may not have earthly enemies powerfully ranged against us, although maybe sometimes we do. But we certainly have all kinds of temptations. We have all kinds of other griefs. We have all sorts of other afflictions. In them we can trust. In them we can cry for mercy. In them we can expect deliverance. David got it. We have had it in the past. We shall have it yet, because our Lord Jesus did not receive it intentionally, but gives it now that he has resurrection life.